Today's blot, by the way, is Lamed. So, we are Rabbi Yochanan, which is
the asterisk,
right? The third asterisk on the page. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines above the Mishnah. Now, this is talking about It's actually a new issue. And it's talking about why there were four Piyosos in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash. Why did Pius four times? So the reason is because those Pumpi Padover. Pumpi is the same thing as the Hebrew word. It's obviously not Hebrew. The Greek or Roman word Pumpi, which means public. So it means, in order to publicize that vote, they did lots of Piyosos because that way a lot of Kohanim would come. Talmud even learned over there, Iniachakus, that the interesting thing, Bobby doesn't bring this down as far as I recall, although it says here, Talmud Paragimel, it says, Rabbi said, actually there's a word missing, obviously, it's Rabbi something, we don't know what it is, but I'm not Rabbi, Rabbi said, by low coin, Abadashis on Mizbeach, the coin of the dish on Mizbeach Hapnimi, who cleared the ash from Mizbeach Hapnimi, the Yochel Adashis of Menorah, he could be the same one to clear the ash from Menorah. So why we do is two separate things. And last was Pumpi Ladover, the same idea to publicize the matter. Tabati learned over there, Yecha Kuzal Mailashnia, the guy who did the dish on Mizbeach Hapnimi, of the first candles, the first five, would leave the jug containing the refuse from the candles on the second step, the three steps in front of the menorah. And he would leave. This guy would come in to do the next two candles. He would take the kuz, the same jug. He would take him in the second step, and he would go out. Why do we split the Neros in two in such a manner, splitting Neros in two is a custom. Why do we leave the jug there? And also, again, for this publicity issue. Why did they go into Ktoris two times? This story about every day they did the Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi, and then later on they did the Ktoris. Why couldn't they just do the Dishun and the Ktoris together at the same time? Okay, they are so spumpy in the door, send me there to publicize that vote. The Shemilok Shemai notes, it's by Tairo, that you should separate the Ktoris in two, as if there is a cause that it says, Baboker, Baboker, Baitivos, and Yosef Tirena. So we say, what does Baboker, Baboker mean? Baboker, Baboker means Tubikor. But split that vote in two. It says, Gemara, Mavali, Rabbi Yochum. So what does Rabbi Yochum do? Rabbi Yochum said they split in two, the cleaning and the doing of the Ktoris in order to make a pumpy. So what does he do with the pasuk says Baboker and Boker? He says, "Oh, they lehit lehati v'makter." And nobody understands exactly what this line means, but what it approximately means is that Baboker, Baboker just teaches you should do it only in the morning. And why? And it says here, Baboker, Baboker, Beit Yivos and Rosiak Tiran. It's going to tell us that theoretically, mitoraiso, though we don't do it. One guy could do the candles and the ketores together. Why don't we? So says Rabbi Yochanan, the reason is Lasso's Pumpi Badover to make it public, right? So really Midaraisa, one Oivi could do both, but Midarabonan required two. Then Baboker just tells you that the same guy does it early in the morning. Okay? Hapaisoshay, the second bite, Mishoichet, who does the Shechita, Mizorik, who does the Zrika, Midashis, Abeh, Mizbech, Apnimi, who does the cleaning of the inner Mizbeach, Mi'im Dashes Menorah, who cleans the inner Menorah, Ni'imah Le'evorim Akevesh, who brings the limbs to the ramp, Arosh, the head, Baregel, and the leg, Bushtei, Adayim, the two forelegs, Oketz, the tail section of Baregel, and the foot, Echozet, the chest, Vagera, the neck, Bushtei, and Fanos, the two rib cages, Vakirbayim, intestines, rasoles, the flour, the chavitim, the pancakes, my yain, and the wine, your gimel koinim zochim, both 30 koinim altogether. They would sacrifice it the way it walked, meaning in the order the limbs would go up on the, in the order that they, the animal would walk. How do you know you got to clean the Yidur Mizbeach? How do you know there's such a thing? This is Mara, but right, but also Shere Lewis said, Vishlich also Eitz HaMizbeach Kedmo. It says you should cast it, it, whatever it is, Eitz HaMizbeach Kedmo. Well, actually, we know what this is. It is the innards of the chickens. You know, the gizzards of the chickens, they used to cut out, but not chickens, whatever the birds were, the doves. They used to cut them out and not put them on the mizbeach. The chicken, the birds eat minagezo. They steal what they eat, so therefore, we don't want their stomachs to go on the mizbeach. So they toss the stomachs on the place where they put the dasher. That's where they toss it. So the shlichot sides on the mizbeach, they should toss it by the mizbeach. Kedma to the east, El Mokom Adeshin to the place where the ash goes. Ain't a Torah. This pasuk is unnecessary. If to tell you where you're going to toss the gizzards, for a kosovay to Mizbech, where he says, by the Mizbech toss it. Elam Med Choshini Nosim Mizrach Shokavesh, and if it's come, the teacher is supposed to be on the east side of the ramp, so then Farksiv Kedma, where he says, Kedma. So what does it mean? What does it mean, El Mokom Adesha? Obviously we know it's on the east side, by the Mizbeach, so why do you need to also Mokom Adesha? Avudarash Eitzel Mizbeach, Eitzel Mizbeach. So, let me coordinate that. Avudarash Eitzel Mizbeach, in other words, if you want to learn on Chumas Mizbeach, which is from the outer Mizbeach, so already know that the regular deshin goes on the east side of Mizbeach, Kein Moetz on Mizbeach. Rather, so what is this Emachom HaDeshin going to tell us in this pasuk? So it's going to tell us that there's another deshin which goes there. What's the other deshin which goes there besides the ash of the outer Mizbeach, also the ash of the inner Mizbeach? Okay? So basically what we're saying is the words Emachom HaDeshin are superfluous. The reason why they're written must be in order to tell you where the ash of the inner mizbeach goes, in the same place as the ash of the outer mizbeach, in the same place as you're putting the chicken gizzards. Okay? So it says the Gemara, Makam is also Kevash, and we say, Makan Mizrach Shokevash, Avkan Mizrach Shokevash. So we say that just like the regular place is Eitzel Mizbeach, this place is also Eitzel Mizbeach. And it's like the other regular place was the east of the Kevesh. It's also the east of Kevesh, and we say that the Mokom HaDeshin is superfluous. So it must be teaching us that Mokom HaDeshin is another Deshin which goes there. Besides the Deshin of Mizbeach HaChita, it's also the Deshin of the inner Mizbeach. How do we know that the Deshin, which is taken off the inner Mizbeach, is also Behanah, not allowed to derive any benefit from it? So the Rabbi Lov, Hashem Rabbi Lov, said, Mokom Tahar. It says about all the deshin which is taken off the Mizbeach that it goes to a Mokom Tor outside Yerushalayim. So why does it have to go to a Mokom Tor outside Yerushalayim? Who cares? So it must be that deshin still has a Din Me'ilah. Why? Because if it has to be put in a Tor place, it must be it throws a Din Kedusha. So it's a Din Kedusha, it must have a Din Me'ilah. Because otherwise, there'd be no point in putting it specifically in a tar place. Who cares? If its mitzvah is completed and the ray no longer has mi'ilah attached to it, so therefore, why can we put it for? Where can we put it? So therefore, it must be that even the deshin still has the din mi'ilah attached to it, which is interesting because normally we say once it is burnt, it's not the same substance anymore, there's no din mi'ilah on it. But here, since there was a mitzvah done with the ash itself, like the ash itself was taken out as Trumas Adeshin, so then it retains its halacha of Me'ilah on the ashes as ashes, not ashes as remains of the original carbon. That's over and said with, but that on ashes as ashes.
I don't recall this at all.
No, none of this. Rabbi Zira B'Shem Rabbi Lezer said, Lo Amru Kein. They didn't say this, or they didn't say it in this version, rather than the following version. And we know that the Mizbeach Achitzon Shoaser Banor. How do we know that the Dishun of the Mizbeach Achitzon, that the stuff which they took out of the stuff they took out of the outer Mizbeach, the gas took out of the other Adam Shoaser Banor, Tavlor, and Mokum Adeshin, which was in place of the Deshin, which we darshin, it should always be there, meaning it doesn't have any benefit, any purpose, other than being ash, and anybody uses it is transgressive or not. We now have addition Mizbeach HaPnimi. I know the addition of Mizbeach HaPnimi. I don't know if there's such a mitzvah that you have to take it off. So it says, V'zolov V'ktir. It says, on Yom Kippur, you sprinkle the blood on the inner Mizbeach, and you also do the Akhtora on the inner Mizbeach. And that's an interesting parallel, an interesting juxtaposition. What's the juxtaposition? Ma'azoya begufo, just like when you sprinkle on the natural Mizbeach, of Akhtora, so to the place of Akhtora, it has to be begufo shem Mizbeach. It has to be on the actual Mizbeach. And you can't be the actual Mizbeach if you never remove the ash. So therefore it must be that the ashes are continuously or perennially removed every day. And midnight of Mizbeach Mishoaser Banoya. How do we know that the ashes comes out of the inner Mizbeach is also Banoya? So it says the Gemara, Kavachomer, has to be. E Mizbeach Achitzon Oser Banoya, if the outer Mizbeach is Oser Behanoa, and it's not so kosh, right? Hapnimi lo koshke is the pnimi is certainly should be also banor, right? Because it's more kadosh, right? So therefore, if the deshin, if the outer one is lost, it's certainly a deshin of the inner one is also. Rabbi Yisrael Merichin said ketores shekavos. However, there's a shtickle kula here. Ketores which it got extinguished. Kumima. It's like a bomb move. I feel the Kaddish law even in the crystals. Meaning, the Kiddush here is, let me read one more line. Shank Siv Ochlo El Mizbeach, it only says consumed on the outer Mizbeach. It's interesting, Chumar, by the outer Mizbeach, in order for something put on the Mizbeach to be considered Ois Hekdish, it's got to be, or ois, to have its mitzvah be considered performed, it's got to actually be consumed by fire. Because it says, the asher tochal lo eish, the fire's got to consume it, a majority of a limb, a majority of a particle, but the majority to be consumed. But the ktores, there can even be whole crystals left intact and not burnt. Because the mitzvah is not to see it consumed, but rather that it should be placed on the Kedor, inner Mizbeach, and that there should be a fragrance which went up to Shemaim, right? And therefore we're saying that it's not like the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Mizbeach HaChitzon, once it's burnt, it's considered to be consumed. Mizbeach HaPnimi, once some of it is burnt, even though the crystals left, it's as if everything became a Baal Mum. See the parallel being drawn to Baal Mum? Meaning, it hasn't been consumed, but it's lost its status as Kodesh because the crystals have, even if the crystals are old, because it already has served its purpose, which is to create the incense. Okay?
Why the analogy of Baal Mum rather than just saying Rubo Kapulo?
Who says it's even Rubo? Yeah, because by Karbonos, they don't say Rove of each Aver has to be burned. Yeah. Here, the crystals will turn even touch. And yet, nonetheless, they're considered the mitzvah to be done. Okay? Psila Shekava, the wick of the menorah, which got extinguished, Trichadish, it's got to be removed, it's got to be cleaned out. Says Mar Ma, which means here, how. Adds Mar Miyat, which means here, with one hand. Says Mar, very pertinent insight. Talmid the Rabbi Chia Bar Ulaine said, "More may at all. If that's the case, let us say now. Tzar Shem Meitzan, you got to wait till it cools down, so you're medashing it. Cause guess what'll happen? You're medashing it while it's still hot with your fingers. Okay, so you wait till it cools down. Shemen Maushe Torah Dishu? That's a very interesting question. You know, oil. You left it in menorah. Can you leave it there till next night, or you have to actually clean it out?
The oil which is left over from the previous day.
It's a machlokas, isn't it?
You remember such machlokas? I remember any of this from the Bible. Not the thing.
Not bothering you?
No, I remember it from anywhere. Nothing. Nothing in this whole plot. You're right, though. It says Menachos here about the Psila, at least. But I don't remember anything like this. And who knows? It's all Kachim, so I don't know. It's my weak point. So in any event, saying that Kachim is your strong point, although it's not people. So we wanted to say for Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, there's indication oil requires Dishu. What's that? Rav Shmuel Yitzchak asked, this is more which is put down the Bible. Boy Miato, it says, at the beginning of Tkupas Tevis, which was the shortest days of the year, the beginning of the first days of winter, Mechati log l'chol ner, you're going to put a half a log in each candle. Be'echob Tkupas Tamus, the beginning of the summer, which is the longest days of the year, Mechati l'chol ner, also you put a half a log in each candle, because that's what it says, you always half a log. So his problem is, how could that be? It's either going to be too little in the summer or too much in the winter. Now the Gemara says, if there was no halacha of dishum, that you didn't have to clean out the oil every day, so what's the problem? You always refill whatever's empty, and when we could leave whatever's still there. So what's bothering him? Right? He's asking a question that the rate of burning is not going to be proper. So what's bothering him? We're just constantly replenishing anyway. So it must be whenever the morning comes, you have to clean out entirely the old oil. Servants of Mil said, no. I'm really saying, min adol leisa tshma min aklum. While over there, you don't cancel out anything. The tithema we learned over there, Ben Babi was in charge of the strings, Shem Ezaitis of Silas used to make the wicks. And he used to custom make them. So, therefore, it could be that you don't require the dishum. In other words, I should put it like this, that what Salman Shul Yitzhak was bothered, you know, it's not going to be equivalent to the rating of burn, the rate of burning action is the same, but sometimes you're going to have more oil left, sometimes less oil left. So we should have given him eight, so he should have said, oh, I know. You know what? We just won't be medashing the oil. We'll leave it there, and whatever needs replenishing, we'll replenish. Whatever doesn't, depending on the time of year. So Rav says, since he doesn't give that answer, so it must be holds you can't. You must reduce it, right? You can't just leave it and replenish it. So then the Rav says, no. The truth is, anyway, there was another eitzah. In other words, he didn't say. Just leave the oil in because it didn't happen. Because he came over with a better idea. Because that Ben Babi was in charge of the wicks, would make custom wicks in the winter, which were thinner, and in the summer, which were thicker. So that's how he took care of the problem of the oil, there not being excess oil in the menorah. So the truth is, he could have held that you leave the oil in, and you just replenish. But he didn't have to hold that way because he had a better ratio, which is the fellows. That the wicks changed in size throughout the course of the year. Now, let's talk about Tomer Shubein Rabbein. Hocha Tomer Meita V'chakach Machner. Here, meaning in Masecht Yuma, it says first you put up the candles, then you do the ktoris. V'hocha B'Masecht Tomer Tomer, you say, Machter Chacham make you do the first and then the candles. So how do we solve the real contradiction? So first we have to say, Rabbi Yochav said, Tamid, Masech to Tamid, Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah. That was written by Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah. So we're not responsible for him. He had different views than the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha below Kula, you should know not all of Tamid's Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah. Elamilin Tzrichel Rabbanan. Certain words which are difficult according to the rabbis, we say they're going to call it Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah. Chiz Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Achu Shimon Rebo said, Midos Rabbi Lotha Ben Yaakov. The simile, Mesechta Midos, was authored by Rabbi Lotha Ben Yaakov. Rabbi Yisrabun Velo Kula, not all of it, El Mila, and Tuchel, and Rabbana, words which the Rabbana would have difficulty with. My time, Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah. What Lazar Shimon Shemitbo says that first you do the Neirois and then the Ketoiris. So the logic is Baboka Baboka Beit Yisrael. I'm sorry. First you do the Neirois and then the Ketoiris. That's right. My time of Shimon Isha Mitzvah. Baboka Baboka Beit Yisrael Se'en Neiros Se'ak Terenet. First you do Neiros and the Ketoris. It says when you light the candles. When you do the candles, then you do the Ketoris. So first you do the Neiros and then Ketoris. Rabbi Yachon Rechim Hashem Rishim Verebi said, Tam the Rabbanon will argue what's their point of view. It says, Michutz the Parochus HaHaidus, Bo'e HaMoed, Yarochus HaAron HaBonav, beyond the curtain of the testimony in the Kodesh. Excuse me, Aaron's children should arrange the candles in the Erev HaBoker from night till morning. So that means the last thing at night should be the candles and the first thing in the morning should be the candles. That's the last thing in the Erev and the first thing in the Boker, right? Shelo Yesham Elo HaTovas Nirzavad. The last thing should be the HaTovas. The Chaitar says so, it changes it to Adlaka. It's the same idea. Sometimes HaTovas means Adlaka. But it means here that Rabbanan learned that Ketoris preceded the candles because the candles were the last avodah of the day. They defined as bookends, so to speak, the end of the previous day and the beginning of the next day. Okay? I'm Rabbi Yochanan said, "We'll cover Tavid LePay to Pais and Tom Shemayn Rabbim." The Tom Shemayn Rabbim had no separate lottery. Alamad they said, "Mishesoch b'Shachris forever got the morning, Yizke Bein Rabbim he'll get in the afternoon." What about the following price of Otani? Didn't we learn? Kipayah Shal Shachris came Payah Shal Bein Arbaim. So there's a lottery in both. Just like the lottery in the morning, so too you have a lottery in the afternoon. Right? Not actually a lottery, but you know, Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo. And now Zoich, Zoich, Latzmo, every man gets it for himself. So in case of Shem Rabbi Boom Barakana, so the Potter say, Choice are Shabbos. It's only about Shabbos. Why? Because what happened on Shabbos? You need to do two payasos. Or the Gemara tells us what happened on Shabbos. Why would you need separate pies in the morning, separate pies in the afternoon? On Shabbos specifically. It's a new mishmar. So the pious in the morning won't help you the afternoon because it's new Kohanim will come in, changing of the guard, right? Okay. Should have known that, guys. What?
Just couldn't get it out.
That's right. Oh, I know you got credit for it. Yeah. The other people failed it. Okay. You'll get a good report. Amra Yochan. Lokozo Shnegazir and Shachris. Interesting language. Lokozo usually means it didn't make a takona against, but here it means it didn't make a takona on. I think it's used the word gozer even though you should be tiknu, because of the play on words. Lokozo al shnei gezeirin. Get it? You know, right? So it means they didn't make a takona to have a lottery on the two pieces of wood. The two pieces of wood are supposed to be put on the mizbeach every morning as a symbolic completion of the fire. There was no lottery on that because it was given to whoever was in charge of the Truma Sedeshi. On Rabbi Yisrael, he said, Masni Suamakei. The Brisa which indicates this, it says, the Cholyom, the word Ayo, actually sounded a Brisa, so it's the Mishnah later on, and I'm based. On Rabbi Yisrael, the word Ayo is incorrect, it's out of place. B'Cholyom, it should be the Tommy. It's Kore Ben Arbaim, the sacrifice in the afternoon, B'Chadasar, with 11. And it says in that Mishnah, and I'm based, which we'll see, that two of those 11, as opposed to 9 in the morning, were holding the Shnei Gezeirin Eitzim, holding the two pieces, two logs of wood. So it's mashma only in the afternoon did that become part and parcel of the pious procedure. In the morning, we didn't make it part of the pious procedure because there's only 9 Kohanim. So it must be the same guy who did the Trumas Hadesh and did those things. Okay? By the same point, the Lama Lokosu, Al Shnei Gzirim B'Shachas. Why didn't they pack and make a takona that Shnei Gzirim in the morning should be part of a pious? So says the Gemara, Amrei Mana V'Loshmi, Rabbi Simi, didn't you hear Rabbi Mana here? Didn't Rabbi Simi hear the Mar Rabbi Yonah, there which Rabbi Yonah said, Lokosu, Al Shnei Gzirim B'Shachas? They didn't make a takona of a pious on the two Gzirim B'Shachas. Well, Amrei Rabbi Yosef, as he said, as we just learned, Masnisi Nomra Kei. That our Mishnah teaches us that. It says only you have new with the two Kohanim and you holding the two Gzirites at 9 in the morning. But Chazar Vamar, so he changed his mind and said, Dushmiel. Of course he heard this. Elok Enish Dushalmiel, but he was like somebody who hears something. Umakshilan, Efrek Takash of them. He asked a question of what he was asking. Why is the way it is? See me boy, where he was asking. When the gods are snakes here in Bain and Vine, below gods are snakes here in Shabbos. He knew that the nukes here in the morning are part of the Truma Stesh. But he's asking why it's like that. And he used to say this being the Ushami, he never got an answer. Okay? Now, Yugimel Zach, this is messed up here. Yugimel Zachimbo, no, not yet. A minute. You 30 people are involved in the Talmud. The Thailand would learn about this Pamai Bosa, sometimes 14, Pami Tesla, sometimes 15, Pami Tesla, sometimes 16, Lopakas Loyoser, no more, no less. Now here it gets messed up. Look at the carbon A that he changes the Girsa. In the fifth line down in the widest line of the carbon A. Now that's a paymon. Fifth white line down says, Hey Gimel, Lucky Garcino. Got it? Hey Gimel. You give us the last word of the line. Lucky Garcino. Kidarko Bu Gimel. I want you guys to know, by the way, Mr. Zuger comes to every class I give now in the course of the day. You used to have the record. Now he comes to everyone. Which is the most interesting?
It depends. This is the hardest because I have no translation.
Uh-huh.
The afternoon is good. I have the morning, but I can't get it.
Okay. Maybe it's like keeping Dr. Spindel ahead of the game. Two. All right. I'm going to see if Yukimo, I'm going to read the carbonator. The normal carbon Talmud was 13. It was the Talmud itself, and then the extra four people who brought four extra things. I forget what they are, the Chavitin and the we're going to learn about it when we get to the base. Knew I was going to bring it down there. But in any event, the Chag and the Chavitin and the Sochim, the Mincha Solis, and there was one other thing I forget what it was. The Chag, Chavitin, Sachim, Chasolus. What was the fourth session? 9 people held parts of the carpet. And then there were 4 more. Right, but Kedarka B'Gimel, the Chag and Sukkos B'Yad Echot Tzolosh Mayim, one of them was holding a bucket of water, that's Harayu Abosa, that's 14. Ben Rabbani Abdum, the Tazfor was 15. Kushnayim Beyond Shrek is there, so we have to count the 2 logs. Rishabit, it should be, Shabbos was Tazfor as well, 15 as well. Shnayim Beyond Shrek was equal to Vonish Lechabonim, throwing the two pictures which contain the frankincense Lechabonim. Rishabit Solachak, and the Shabbos Sukkos, Beyond Echot Solachimayim. Some is holding the water, I rate that sign at 16 altogether. Now back to the Gemara. This last line now. Tiviano. Okay? So that was how they used to bring it every day. Tiviano, his name was son, we say, Tiviano, you bring the chavitin, the pancakes. Tiviano, chavitin says, Tiviano, Livnei HaMusafim is supposed to be brought before the Musafim. Why are we going to let out? Because it says, Shaviyano, it sounds like it's immediate, right? So, I'm not sure if we understand exactly how to draw, but Shaviyano means bring it ASAP. So you bring the Chavitim right after, right before the Musafim. Ukshomer Takriv, however, when it says takriv, you should bring the chavitim to. It's the word takriv, which means it sounds like later, not so imminently. So it means to bring the chavitim after the nesachim. Now, istaritai, those who are koyin nesachim, that the chavitim come prior to the nesachim, not after the nesachim. So it's not a machlokas. Manor Kol Nisachim, he says that the Chavitim come before the Nisachim, that Kol Nisachim before you bring the libations of the wine. Because wine would come after the Chavitim, because it doesn't really go on the Mizbeach. It goes down the hatch, so to speak, but not on the Mizbeach. So it's not insignificant, right? Whereas Manor Malach and Nisachim, he says it's after the Nisachim, that's also not referring to the Nisachim, it's referring to the Nachan Nisachim Solis. So we have here Solis Kodemis L'Chavitim. The Mincha Solis comes before the Chavitim. That's what we learn from the word Takriv. Avo Bishin, Zelishim, Zelishim, even though they both go on top of the fire, Zeh Korban Yochid and Zeh Korban Tzibur. The one is a Korban Yochid and one is a Korban Tzibur. So meaning, Kohen Gadol's Chavitim, the pancakes, albeit they're bought by any Kohen, and they're part of the Avodah of the day-to-day affairs, but the bottom line is, it's Kohen Gadol's personal korban, right? Whereas the Minchas Solas brought with the Talmud was part of the Talmud, which is the korban tzibur. So therefore, the Minchas Talmud should always precede the Chavit. Okay, is that clear? Not the wine. The wine is separate, but the Mincha, which is Nesachim, always should come before the Chavit. Why is no? They're both Talmud. They're both every day.
The pancakes too.
Yeah. Twice a day too, half in the evening, half in the morning. Okay? Chavitin koyim lebozichin. Chavitin, however, come prior to the bozichin, the frankincense, which came off the lechem ha'ponim on Shabbos. Apo bish zeh korban yoch, zeh korban tzibor. Even though chavitin are korban of an individual and the bozichin are korban tzibor, zeh tadir v'zeh no tadir. Because the chavitin every day and the bozichin only on Shabbos. Okay? Chavitin koyim liyayin, chavitin come before the wine. Shezeh liyishim, because the chavitin go on the fire. Shezeh explain the wine goes on down spill holes, drain holes on the Simon's Bech. Bazichim yain. Now, with trials like this, when you have the bazichim of the frankincense, lechem aponim, and the wine, mi koidim. The other hand, if you was, if one hand, he said, tadim shein or tadim, tadim koidim, so of course the wine comes first, because that's every day. The bazichim only on Shabbos. On the other hand, if you go by whatever gets to the top of the Mizbeach, so the bazichim get to the top of the Mizbeach, the wine does not, right? So it says the Gemara, V'zeh v'yai v'kodem, V'loh matzisi, isn't it a Mishnah which says, L'voina li'yayin, which says, L'vona, which is frankincense, precedes wine. So it's more, no, Kamei Karban Yochid, that price which you just brought down, is talking about carbon of an individual. When an individual brings as a voluntary offering, Livona or wine, frankincense and wine actually. So there you bring the frankincense prior to the wine. However, our question is Korban Tzibur. What about in our case where the wine is for a Korban Tzibur? Both the wine and the menachos are Korban Tzibur. But so since the wine is a Korban Tzibur, maybe it precedes the Bezach, right? Because the Bezachim are also a Korban Tzibur. There's a Korban Tzibur, so who says which Korban Tzibur comes first? So Kinim Asnis, we don't answer the question. Kinim Asnis, this is the way to read our Mishnah. Harosh V'Aregel, the head, then the foot, then V'Achoseh V'Agera, than the chaser, the chest, vagera, and the neck, which they are dime in the two hands, which they are funnels and the rib cage, oket, the tail, varega, and the other hind leg. So that's not the order of our Mishnah, it's a different order. Rabbi Yochanan said, yes, that's nice, but that's not the reason of our Mishnah. Tayyid ben Azar, he says, so you're going to order. Yeah, in other words, that the carbon goes up the ramp the same way we would have walked were it still alive. Kadesha Nira Kimahalikha Gabe the Kartas Kaimzbeh put the entire ram on the Mizbeh. Hayat Sarit dissected, how can you call it the entire ram? So make believe Kadesha Nira Kimahalikha Gabe Regal, so it should be looked as if it's walking up on top of Mizbeh. Says Mar Roshua Regal Vatamara Khain, wait a minute. He said you go by the word it works. Are you putting up the head with the regal first? Sign the order which it works. Rosh should be separate and the regal should be separate. Because when I'm going to push at Rosh Okar Ragwa. The reason why we say is that that the Rosh goes with the regal because actually the Rosh moves first. When an animal's about to move, it lifts its head and then it strides with its foot. That's how the Rosh and Regal go together. You always take the head with the right fore leg. Now the truth is that the Bavli doesn't bring this down. The Bavli, I think, says that there's a custom that the Rosh and the Regal go together. I forget which puzzle he uses. He uses a puzzle by Eichel teaches that head and leg go together. But the Yerushalmi is looking without that puzzle, saying the head, when the animal wants to move, first it jerks its head and then it moves along. So it's learning actually from Sparta, not from Eichel's Akosim. Okay? Not a big deal, but I remember the Bible looks up from a puzzle. HaPayis HaShlishi, the third Payis was Chadashim L'Ktoires. I don't know if we're going to finish one slide today. Chadashim L'Ktoires, those who are new to L'Ktoires Bova, a piece will come and make a pais. The Revi, though the fourth site is Chadashim Yishorik, go back to even people who already did this, they can repeat. Mima Alemi Nevorim Mina Kevish, who could take the limbs from the Kevish to Mizbech. Amra Chin Achina said, Miyom Elohi, piece of the L'Ktoires Yishorik, a person never participated in a live L'Ktoires and won and participated again. Rabbi Yisrael said, Masisa Amra Kain. Our Mishnah's not like this. Our Mishnah's like this. Because it says, Chadoshim L'Ktoires Bova, so new guys only would come and make the pais. Rabbi Chida said, V'chei L'machta. The truth is that not just the pais itself would make a person rich, but also the shovel. Even though there was no actual pious of the shovel, but the guy to the right of the person who did the Ktoris did the shovel as well, right? But nonetheless, well, I don't know why I said as well. The guy to the right of the guy does the Ktoris did the shovel. But nonetheless, he also gets rich. And this is an interesting thing for gratification. I mean, it's not big halacha maisa, but for Haglan Glila. Because Glila is really the way, even the way the Ashkenazim do it, which is much more chashim than the way Mr. Chari does it. It's still only a sniff, you know, a subdivision of Hakma. But one could say that just like the Machta helps the guy who does it get rich, not just the guy who does the actual Kedoras, so too Glila is beneficial, I don't know if it'll make you rich, but it's a beneficial keyboard as well. Okay, I know you're not too impressed by that, sorry. Says more further. So in any event, he also got rich. So you've come out, the two Kohanim were blessed each time they did the Ktoris. Rabba Ma Baruch Hashem Chaylo. Bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu with their activities. Upol Yod, the Tirtz and the handiwork of their hand, you should desire. That's how we learn out that it's a bruch of Ashiras. Now it's also a bruch of physical health. Maisa Be'echot Sheyov Sheyizro is a guy who had a chronic problem that his arm shriveled up and he couldn't really do the Ktoris properly. So they said, Yankel, let us do the Ktoris, even though you won the pais. Loinicho, he wouldn't let them. Makai Mashnerma, because he wanted to be filled. Barech Hashem Chelo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bless your strength. Bupaya Davti Yotze, and the activity or handiwork you should desire. Meaning he wanted HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bless him not just the spiritual wealth, not just the physical wealth of riches, rather to bless him in the realm of health as well. Okay, Rabbi Sai, I know it's too early to let you go. I'm really sorry to do this, but this is all I prepared to. You know, we have great charot to leave 10 minutes early, but
interesting what the Gemara does.